Broadcasting from the ESPN Radio Studios in Tallahassee, Florida, and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com Podcasting Network, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
Yes, it is. This is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. Bolts fan, not Bucks fan. Part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network, and I am thrilled to be a part of it once again. My name is Tom Lang. I am the host of this year's Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. Going to be brought to you once per week from here until the end of the Lightning postseason run. We'll see how far the Bolts go in the playoffs. If this could be the second time in franchise history that Lord Stanley's Cup comes home to Tampa Bay. An awesome opportunity for me tonight to begin this podcast, and I want to thank the folks quickly at Joe Bucks Fan, both Steve and Lee, for reaching out, thinking that I'm the right person to talk about Tampa Bay Lightning hockey, and I hope you guys agree as we journey together between now and the end of the Lightning's run in 2018. First and foremost, I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, and I have been since I can remember. This franchise means as much to me as any pro franchise that I follow. And I'm a diehard fan of a lot of sports. I work in Tallahassee, Florida. I'm a broadcaster, have been for 6-7 years now. I've been in media for 9 years covering teams either on the beat, writing for them, or talking about them. And this project is the most fun one I've ever been tasked with. And it's because I fell in love with hockey at a really young age. I think the same way most people have if they fall in love with the sport. You went to a game. It was February of 1995. My two sisters took me to a game. We lost to Ottawa that night, 2-1. Darren Pupa was the number two star of the game in the Thunderdome. And I fell in love with a sport that I have not lost any passion for since. I mean, hockey is just the most amazing thing to take in live. The playing surface is the right color, isn't it? It's just bright. Like the game itself, it's vibrant. The game can be brutal. It can feature some of the most graceful things you'll ever see in athletics, and it all happens in a split second. And I think, you know, if you're here, chances are you already are a diehard hockey fan, but if you're giving the game a chance, go with your family on a Thursday night or a Saturday night to Amalie Arena and see it for yourself. You'll fall in love immediately. And that's what the Lightning have been for me for a long, long time. And what's great about watching the Lightning these days and being a Bolts fan is for the last 5-6 years, this is one of the leading franchises in the sport. I mean, growing up, it was the Detroits of the world. Pittsburgh was really good for a long time. Some things don't change. But the Lightning, our Tampa Bay Lightning, are a model franchise, and it's all thanks to a great owner in Jeff Fennick and a GM like Steve Yzerman. Is this guy not an absolute rock star for being as monotone and boring as he is in a press conference? Man, his actions speak so much louder than his words ever could. With his back against the wall on Monday afternoon, a trade deadline where the Lightning needed, we really needed to add a piece defensively. We had to. You get literally to the last minute before the deadline, before a deal is complete and consummated, with, hello, the New York Rangers, an old friend from a few years ago. And that's where this all started for Steve Yzerman. Back in 2015, when Marty St. Louis let the world know he wanted to be traded, he wanted out of Tampa Bay, and he wanted to go to only one place, and that was to Madison Square Garden to play for the Rangers, Steve Yzerman was left with no leverage. He had no chance, it seemed at the time, to make a team-friendly deal. And yet he brought Ryan Callahan a couple of draft picks back and paved the way for Ryan Callahan to tell the story about Tampa, that it is a hockey market, that the front office is first class, that they're building something special here. And lo and behold, Anton Strawman and Brian Boyle said, you know what? Instead of Toronto, let's go to Tampa. Steve Yzerman took a situation where you had no chance to make a deal that was friendly for the Lightning and turned it into one of the biggest trades and most important trades in team history, one of the most favorable trades. So from then on, I have had faith in Steve Yzerman to make the right signings and make the right deals, and he did it again on Monday. You brought in the piece that you had to have. You know, we were supposed to start the Joe Bolts Fan podcast last Friday, and I wish we could have. I had the flu. This flu strain got the better of me for a few days, so if I'm still a little congested, I do apologize. But I would have said at the time, and this is not Wednesday evening quarterbacking, Erik Karlsson is not the right fit for right now for Tampa. He is absolutely a generational player. And ironically, he's one of the guys that I, in the last 20 years, I can name maybe four or five that I've enjoyed more to watch them play than I do Erik Karlsson. And yet, I don't want him in a Bolt sweater at this time if there wasn't going to be another move made, or if we had to give up too much to go get him. The Lightning's problem, if you can have a problem being a team that leads the league in points for 90% of the season, we've seen it. The last 10, 15 games, defensive zone responsibility. It's about our own zone first, and we're not taking that seriously. We needed to bring in a piece that would do that, that would help instill and fortify what we do in our own defensive zone, and that's what Ryan McDonagh is. Erik Karlsson, in his DNA, is an offensive defenseman. Ryan McDonagh is a defensive defenseman who has offensive upside. Give me that all day. And he's also a player that's been a top pair defenseman on a Stanley Cup run back in 2014, an Eastern Conference Finals run in 2015, logging 25, 27 minutes a night against the best people that the other team has to offer, the Crosbys of the world, the Alex Ovechkins of the world. Give me that guy all damn day. And Steve Yzerman said, yes, you shall have him. And not only will you get Ryan McDonagh, you'll also get a guy in JT Miller who is a more physical forward, hello, something you need for the playoffs, who can win faceoffs at a prolific clip. This is the first year that JT Miller has really tried his hand at faceoffs. He's played wing, he's played center, but this year his faceoff numbers are through the roof. More attempts than he's ever had in his young age of 24, 25, whatever he is. 54% on the draws. The Lightning desperately needed that. And what was the price? One active forward. One team on your big club, or one player on your big club, I should say, in Vladdy Namestnikov. And Vladdy's a good player, and he's been around for the long haul. In fact, Steve Yzerman, of all people, has a relationship with him since his youth. Vladdy was around the Detroit Red Wings organization when they were going through their heyday, and Steve Yzerman was their captain. He was a kid in their dressing room. So Steve knows him, but he parted ways with the Lightning's seventh best forward, eighth best forward. When Andre Palat comes back, where is Vladdy? He's a third line player. You bring back another role player who's the same age, is more gritty, and can win you more draws. The guy's a ninja. And that's going to be the focus of tonight's brief introductory podcast. You know, typically we're going to shoot for 20 to 30 minutes on a Friday morning, get you set for the weekend action, react to the week that came before us. And we'll do it in about 20 to 30 minutes. But tonight, I wanted to put something together for a couple of reasons. One, we got to get this out on iTunes and Google Play so that there's something to subscribe to. Because, you know, the first question I get when I say, hey, I'm doing a Tampa Bay Lightning podcast, everybody, do you want to try this? Well, yeah. Where can I subscribe to it? I don't want to have to go to a damn website and hit a play button. Some people still love to do that. And I encourage you to go to joebucksfan.com for all the latest Tampa Bay Bucks needs and this podcast. But there is also the option of, you know, subscribing. So that's what we're trying to do by getting the first episode out, make it a little shorter. And second, since I'm releasing it, you know, about a half an hour before we drop the puck against Buffalo. So if anything happens in that game, you're listening to it tomorrow morning. I'm sorry if it's a little dated. I want it to be something that you can consume in the intermission, still go get your beer and do whatever you need to do. So in the couple minutes I do have left in this pod, I want to touch on this note. And this is the most important thing now that the deadline has passed and we got the pieces that we needed to get. And this is, make no mistake, a home run this past week. You've got to win the Atlantic Division. You have to win the division in order to give yourself a fair shot at lifting the cup. You don't want to play Boston and Toronto potentially back-to-back before you'd even have to face a team like Pittsburgh. And I think we all believe it's going to be Pittsburgh in the Eastern Conference Finals. You got to give yourself a fair chance. And so the goal for now is to do whatever it takes to win the division. Now, we're ahead of pace. Boston was behind us by a point or two for a long time there where they had games in hand and everything favored them. But they had a hellish weekend where they lost to Toronto in the final minute of regulation, or final 2 minutes, on a goalie interference call. I don't think Tampa fans will be weeping for them anytime soon. But they lost in regulation. They don't get a point. Then they play in Buffalo the next night, and Buffalo beats them 4-1. That was a key sequence for the Bolts. And then to be able to follow on Monday night with a big win ourselves against Toronto in a shootout, Braden Point again in the shootout, what does this guy not do? This is big. Now we're in the driver's seat. You got a quarter of the season yet to go, which may feel like an eternity, but the playoffs are really right around the corner. So this is when the action gets tight. This is when every decision you make, every turnover, every deflected goal, they feel all the bigger. So what are we going to do from here? Everything we can to win the division. And that's how I'm going to be watching the games from here on out. And we're going to talk a lot more about what we have seen so far this season, who the big pieces are to the puzzle, who needs to be great for the Lightning to win the Cup for a second year. Those are the expectations. Make no mistake about it. Yzerman's trade on Monday says it all. It is Stanley Cup or bust this spring. Can we do it? Can't wait to go on the ride with you every week to find out. This has been the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast intro version. We'll come back with more on Friday morning for you, a longer form. We'll get into the blood and guts of it, some of the X's and O's, and some of the analysis. And I look forward to doing that. Again, thanks for giving this intro a little try, and I hope you'll be coming back for more week to week. I'm Tom Lang, and it has been my pleasure to talk to you on the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network.